I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
To Carson and Kennedy. Carson and Kennedy. On Mix 1041.
617-931-1234. What'd you get into over the weekend? You can call or text that number. How about you, Kennedy?
Well, it's a Mr. X weekend. So we're down here in D.C. And let's see. Friday, I went to my very first Michelin star restaurant.
Ooh. One, two, or three star?
Two.
Two star. Wow. What was
Guys,
it called?
I have to tell you, it was like walking into that movie, The Menu.
Oh, really?
Because you walk in and it's sort of you all just sit around the kitchen on a, like a bar, if you will. And everyone is feverishly working, plating tiny little things with tweezers and microgreens and stuff. And I'm like, we're going to be s'mores by the end of this.
Was it? What was the name of the restaurant?
Jante. And it was...
Was everyone French?
No. It was, but it was a remarkable, remarkable experience. It was wild.
Was there a lot of foam and reductions and very tiny one bite plates and you're still hungry afterwards?
No foam, but a lot of one bite plates. And no, I was not hungry afterwards. I was full. I'm still full. It was, it was a meal I will never forget.
But do they have 22 ounce Bud Light there?
They did not. If they did, I didn't ask for one.
What is the atmosphere like in a 2-star Michelin restaurant?
Honestly, they're paying such close attention to you all the time that you know every course kind of comes as it's ready, and you know they come and they present it to you and tell you what you're eating, and you have a little conversation about it, and it's just it's wild.
Did anyone yell, "Oui, chef"?
No.
Yes, chef.
No, but it was absolutely choreographed in the kitchen. It was really something to watch.
That's
so
amazing.
Anyway, we did that, and then on Saturday we drove out west to like wine country, stopped at a couple vineyards, went to like caverns where you see stalagmites and stalactites. I used to do that when I was a kid, so it was cool. And then yesterday we drove down to Baltimore and went to an Orioles game. So it was a very full weekend.
Mm. Did they win?
They did. It was a great game.
Who were they playing?
San Diego.
Okay. Yeah, we just did not have that kind of a great weekend with our baseball team in this
town. We won on Saturday.
Yeah, but they lost the other
And team. We lost on Sunday. Oh, God forbid. No.
Diane is from Holbrook. She had a very exciting weekend. Tell everybody what happened, Diane.
I became a Nana for the first time.
Oh, congratulations.
What's
Thank you.
What is your grandchild's name?
Wesley Stephen.
Wesley Stephen, nice.
Aww,
is Nana so what awesome. You want to go by?
Nana is what I'm going by.
Mm, not as good as K-pop, but not bad.
No,
they're
no.
all okay.
I just can't wait till he's home, my daughter-in-law is home, and I can just spoil them all.
That's
perfect.
My son's last on the list.
Yeah, once you have a grandkid, like if they're the son or the daughter, you're out.
Mm-hmm.
You're no longer in favor.
And your kid's always going, "Why weren't you that nice to me?"
Congratulations to you, Diane. Selby's from Cambridge and went to a big concert up in Hampton Beach. Who'd you see?
I got to see Matt Nathanson.
Oh,
how is our friend?
Oh, he was fantastic. It was co-headlining with Switchfoot and Blue October. So the only downside is they each played an hour, and, you know, Matt Nathanson needs more than an hour to play. So, but it was fantastic.
Did he do any covers? I know he always throws in some cool covers.
Did he do Starfish and Coffee?
Say that again?
Did he do the Prince, Starfish and Coffee?
No, we just went up there for the show and then came home, and he played some of the hits. He played some deep dives. It was pretty good. So.
All right. Very cool. All right, thanks for sharing that with us. We love Matt. Yeah, we haven't had him in studio in a long time. We need to get him back in studio. Katie's from Lowell.
Lowell.
Good morning, Katie.
Lowell. Good morning, everyone.
You went to a book.
How's everyone doing?
We're doing good. You went to a book publishing?
I did. So my my husband's good friend and in turn, luckily now my good friend, Celia Botto, just published her first children's book. And we went to the publishing event where she read the story to the kids in Manchester. Bookstore, and it's just so heartwarming, and the book is really amazing. It's about a young girl who uses art to regulate and communicate because she's nonverbal, and it's just so good. It's called When Aiden Paints the Sky. It's just so
I love that.
So amazing.
I love that. Yeah. You should have her reach out to us. We'll put her in the Good Vibe Tribe. We'll
yes,
hear about her
100%.
Book.
Ooh, yeah, that would be amazing.
Have her email me.
Yeah, just drop us a text or drop us an email, okay?
Okay, awesome.
All right, thanks, Katie. We went fishing, Kennedy. Me and Barrett and his best friend and his best friend's dad, we're all friends, we're neighbors, and so we
went. Little boys trip?
Yeah, we went fishing down on the Cape on Saturday, and I think we went out of South Yarmouth. Captain Rick, name of the boat was Fish On. And it's just the four of us and the captain.
Oh, so you went like deep sea fishing?
No, we didn't go deep sea fishing. We were striper fishing, so you don't have to go that deep. You don't have to go that far out. And let me tell you, Kennedy, this guy just knew. He's been fishing the Cape for like 30 years.
That's why you go with a professional. You don't go by yourself.
We were out there, and I heard one of the other captains of another boat when somebody was asking what it was like out there, and he's like, it's a parking lot. There's a lot of boats out there where we were. And none of them were catching fish like our boat was. We could not get our line in the water fast enough to catch a fish. I've never been on a boat that caught that many fish. In fact, you're only allowed to take one striper per person on the boat because there's also guidelines. It has to be over like 27 and a half inches, but under 31 inches. So you have to catch a very specific size fish. And every one of the fish we caught was exactly there.
Was it delicious? Did you eat it?
Oh my God, Kennedy. We cooked, Lan and I cooked it on the grill last night, and it was like the most delicious thing.
Two Michelin star?
No, three, Dan.
Mm.
There
three
you go.
Michelin.
We chef.
Yes, it was so good. But the guy, I highly recommend it. If you're looking, it was so, like, how much do you think it would cost to get a private boat to go out fishing, Dan?
For a few hours, at least like $500?
Right. It was $250 for me, $250 for the other two. So $500 total.
Yeah, there we go.
Right. But I he wasn't charging enough.
Mm.
He should be charging double that for all the fish we caught.
Well, shout out to Captain Rick.
Yeah, shout out to Captain Rick.
It's a good name.
Captain Rick, yes. And Fish On is the name of the boat. Come on, because he was right. The fish were on him all day long. It was amazing. All right, as you can hear, producer Dan is back from vacation. We'll find out what he got into over the weekend. We got a couple of other people standing by, including Aaron, who did a really cool fundraising event over the weekend. We'll do that coming up next on Mix 104.1.
And Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue. The road to the MLB All-Star Game presented by MasterCard starts with you. Who will take the field this July? The power is in your hands. Phase one of the 2026 Konami eBaseball MLB All-Star Ballot is open. Vote up to five times daily for your favorite stars. And get a bonus daily vote by downloading the Konami eBaseball MLB Pro Spirit game. Top vote getters advance for the chance to be a starter. Cast your ballots at MLB.com/vote. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.